The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
For you, Stephen Moore, we always love when you come on, and certainly your enthusiasm, you know, before the big election and the Trump miracle. So, you know what, your book, talking about a miracle with, and you're the Trumponomics author among many other great books. Does Trump need a miracle to get the big, beautiful bill passed? Does he need a miracle with China, you know?
Well, by the way, we're seeing the Trump economic miracle right now because the economy has really rapidly improved over the last 6 weeks. Remember, 6 weeks ago, all the liberals were, oh, it's going to be another Great Depression, and the stock market's crashing. Well, all we've seen is since then is up, 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 up. And a report came out this week from the Federal Reserve Bank that says the economy's growing at 4.5%, which is one of the highest rates of growth we've had in 5 years. So things are looking up. We got a big jobs report tomorrow. I think there'll be a little bit of pause on the jobs, but I think it's temporary. I think if Trump can get these trade deals done, it's good news for everybody. So I'm feeling pretty bullish right now, and I don't know if it's a miracle, but it certainly is getting better. And thank God. I mean, can you imagine what the economy would be like right now if Kamala Harris were president?
No. Don't even, like, I literally got the chills when you said that, you know, because it's like,
exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Well, now, the main thing we have to do that's really important, and I think all of your listeners know that because you've got a smart listenership, is we've got to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. We're on the way to doing that. I think the Senate's going to pass something in the next couple of weeks, and we're well on the way to getting this signed. Is it a great bill? No, but it's a good bill. And it's important because I want to make sure your listeners understand, I say it every time I come on your program, is if we don't get this done, then we're going to face a $4 trillion tax increase next year, and the average family is going to pay $3,000 more in taxes. So raise your hand if you're in favor of that.
Yeah.
I'm not. So we got to do this. I think we're going to get it over the goal line. It'll be a big victory for the country and for American families and businesses and for Trump.
Yeah, and, you know, nobody in the media, the so-called mainstream media, they don't bring up the popular issues, right? Not just the tax cuts, but they never talk about the no taxes on tips for employees far as tax cuts.
I love that one.
You know, think about how that spurs the economy, cash in your pocket.
Yeah. You know? By the way, you know, my first job when I was a kid, like 17 years old, was 17, 18 years old, I was a car parker, you know, valet, and, you know, for weddings and for, you know, events and things like that. And it was a great job. I love that. You got to drive all these cool cars, you know, and park them, and Lamborghinis and BMWs and that kind of thing. But the really cool thing was, you know, people would come out and they'd, like, this was back in the 80s, you know, people would give you a $5 tip, and that was when $5 was a lot of money. You know, so we'd go home, like, with $60, $80 in our pocket. And, you know, please don't tell anybody about this, but we never declared that on our tax returns. I know the IRS is probably listening to this show, but look, when you think about it, tips are a way of rewarding people for good, you know, for doing the right thing, right, and being good at performance. And so it's a great way to get money into the hands of people at the bottom, you know, who are struggling to make ends meet.
It's so true, and I think, you know, but I'm glad to hear you say, you know, that you think it will get done. I believe that it will, but I am concerned about more and more senators. They keep coming out and saying, no, we need to split this up. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, you're right. But here's the thing. It is going to get done. I'd put the odds at 80% right now because failure is not an option, but I do agree with people like my friend Rand Paul, who probably is a no on this bill, and Ron Johnson, who I think in the end will vote for this. They are right. This does not cut spending. It does not cut spending. And, you know, some minor Medicaid cuts, and my God, the left is going, have you noticed? They're going crazy. Oh, my God, you know, women aren't going to get prenatal care when they're pregnant, and we're going to have to shut down rural hospitals. What the hell are they talking about?
Yeah.
All this bill does is say, if you're an illegal immigrant and not supposed to be in the country and you're collecting Medicaid benefits, free health care from the taxpayers, no, we're not going to allow that to happen anymore. Under Biden, we had 10 million illegal immigrants getting health care from the taxpayers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.